Supporters said the bill would give teachers a chance to fight back during a mass shooting and potentially deter attackers from targeting schools in the first place. Greeley teacher Bethany Christensen told the Senate committee she would take a bullet for her students, or fire one.
As it is right now, we are sitting ducks. We have no way to defend ourselves. If someone comes into my school and has a gun, I want to be able to defend my students.
But Colorado's largest teachers union opposes the idea. Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri debated with bill sponsor Ted Harvey over the potential dangers of teachers taking on a shooter.
And what I get concerned about is going from direct fire of 40 rounds to direct and crossfire of 100 rounds. That does sound more concerning for my son's safety and his constitutional right to life.
Madam Chair.
Senator Harvey.
Thank you. And you can go to your school board and voice that.
That's because the bill would have let school districts decide whether to adopt the policy. In the end, the measure failed on a party-line vote. Earlier in the day, supporters of stricter gun regulations rallied at the Capitol. Pastor Mark Hill said he's been talking with his congregation about gun control.
I'm hoping that we see something that's fair and plausible. This is really a tough issue, and there's so many intricate parts to it.
In the next week or so, Democrats are likely to introduce a bill to expand background checks to all gun purchases. They may also propose a ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.